What is a light year? Exoplanet exploration, planets beyond our solar system. Light year is the distance light travels in 1 year. Light zips through interstellar space at 186,000 miles, 300,000 kilometers per second and 5.88 trillion miles, 9.46 trillion kilometers per hour. Make the jump to light years as we cruise through the Milky Way galaxy. Video credit, NASA, JPL Caltech. How far can light travel in 1 minute? 11,160,000 miles. It takes 43.2 minutes for sunlight to reach Jupiter, about 484 million miles away. Light is fast, but the distances are vast. In an hour, light can travel 671 million miles. Earth is about 8 light minutes from the sun. A trip at light speed to the very edge of our solar system, the farthest reaches of the Oort cloud, a collection of dormant comets way out there, would take about 1.87 years. Keep going to Proxima Centauri, our nearest neighboring star, and plan on arriving in 4.25 years at light speed. When we talk about the enormity of the cosmos, it's easy to toss out big numbers, but far more difficult to wrap our minds around just how large, how far, and how numerous celestial bodies really are. To get a better sense, for instance, of the true distances to exoplanets, planets around other stars, we might start with the theater in which we find them, the Milky Way galaxy. Our galaxy is a gravitationally bound collection of stars, swirling in a spiral through space. Based on the deepest images obtained so far, it's one of about 2 trillion galaxies in the observable universe. Groups of them are bound into clusters of galaxies, and these into superclusters. The superclusters are arranged in immense sheets stretching across the universe, interspersed with dark voids and lending the whole a kind of spiderweb structure. Our galaxy probably contains 100 to 400 billion stars, and is about 100,000 light years across. That sounds huge, and it is, at least until we start comparing it to other galaxies. Our neighboring Andromeda galaxy, for example, is some 220,000 light years wide. Another galaxy, IC 1101, spans as much as 4 million light years. Based on observations by NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, we can confidently predict that every star you see in the sky probably hosts at least one planet. Realistically, we're most likely talking about multi-planet systems rather than just single planets. In our galaxy of hundreds of billions of stars, this pushes the number of planets potentially into the trillions. Confirmed exoplanet detections, made by Kepler and other telescopes, both in space and on the ground, now come to more than 4,000, and that's from looking at only tiny slices of our galaxy. Many of these are small, rocky worlds that might be at the right temperature for liquid water to pool on their surfaces. The nearest known exoplanet is a small, probably rocky planet orbiting Proxima Centauri, the next star over from Earth. A little more than 4 light years away, or 24 trillion miles. If an airline offered a flight there by jet, it would take 5 million years. Not much is known about this world, its close orbit and the periodic flaring of its star lower its chances of being habitable. The TRAPPIST-1 system is 7 planets, all roughly in Earth's size range, orbiting a red dwarf star about 40 light years away. They are very likely rocky, with 4 in the habitable zone, the orbital distance allowing potential liquid water on the surface. And computer modeling shows some have a good chance of being watery, or icy, worlds. In the next few years, we might learn whether they have atmospheres or oceans, or even signs of habitability. One of the most distant exoplanets known to us in the Milky Way is Kepler-443b. Traveling at light speed, it would take 3,000 years to get there. Or 28 billion years, going 60 miles per hour.